Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Magnificent Monday. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and this is Designing Your Life Today. So we're going to jump right into our topic for today. We are going to talk about boosting personal and business success. How do you do that without running yourself ragged, being exhausted, and being tired? Now, I know you are going to think this might be a little bit corny, but listen, this does work. Why? Because it's a part of who we are. It's how we're built. And when you know how to use it, hey, you're going to get the best that life has to bring to you. What am I talking about? I'm talking about love. And love is the greatest success power there is. And so today, I'm going to give you 5 points that illustrates to you what it can do for you, how it can boost your personal and your business success, how if you really understand the true concept of this most powerful energy, how you can channel that energy to go to the next level. Before I kind of get into this, and all of the 5 points that I have for you, you know, I just want to point out something that today we spend a lot of time, or there are a lot of people out there who are spending time picketing and complaining, and so there's a lot of anger going on right now. And I understand why people would be angry, and sometimes people resort to violence, and it just goes to a level that is truly counterproductive when it comes to success and when it comes to making certain things happen. There's a book called Power Versus Force, and of course power is always better because it's going to bring you better results, it's going to bring you lasting results, and it's going to really position you mentally, spiritually, and emotionally to have that accelerated vision for your life. Now, on Designing Your Life Today, that's one of the things that we are going to be sharing with you throughout this year, among the many other things that I've mentioned. But we're going to talk to you about having that accelerated vision for your life. What's an accelerated vision? It makes it sound like, oh, you got to have a really quick vision for your life. That's not what that's about. It's about you positioning yourself to achieve the goals that you've set for this year. But having that accelerated vision is about having an ongoing vision, something that's going to move you forward. In other words, what I like to call a proactive plan. Now, in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, I give several different components of a proactive plan. And you can choose from those different components and build your own proactive plan. That's a plan that allows you to move forward no matter what, so that when the economy changes and life changes and people change their mind about staying in business, such as all of the stores that are closing, when these kinds of things start to happen, because you had an accelerated vision for your life, in other words, a proactive plan, you don't go into reaction mode. Listen, I've been down that road of having to react because of life circumstances. And it's a good thing that it happened. It was an unpleasant situation for me, but it was a good thing that it happened because that's what led to me understanding the importance of really having a proactive plan and having that accelerated vision for my life and knowing where it is I want to go and really just kind of positioning myself so that I am in control of my destiny, and of course not the economy or the politicians or anyone else for that matter. So the beautiful part about all of that is you're going to learn about the accelerated vision and more about how to create one. And of course, we are providing different tools for you to help you with that. I've got some great things that are coming up, and I'll be sharing that with you probably within a week. My book, Start Winning, if you have tried to order that book, just so you guys know, I made some changes to the book Start Winning, and they're really great changes. At the ninth hour, once the book was published, I went back and I said, you know what? Something just kept kind of bugging me about different parts of it. And so I think you're going to like the changes that I made to it. And we're going to release it again on Wednesday. So we're going to launch it full out on launch on Wednesday. So that's exciting. So Start Winning is not gone, it is on its way back. So let's kind of find out, how do we boost personal and business success? And what's the big deal about understanding this whole thing about love? Here's the thing about understanding that energy of love and using it in the right way, in a way that it is more productive. And what makes love more productive is that you kind of understand what it is and what it means, and how to focus that energy to get what you want. As I mentioned, the book Power Versus Force by David Hawkins, I believe that's the author. It's a great book, and it took me a minute, a few years to read it, not because it's a thick book, but because I would read a little bit and then put it down and go and do something else. And finally, I've had the book for years, and then finally it dawned on me, wait, it's taking you a long time to read the book because you're not really understanding what it means to have how to use your power versus force. And of course, when the economy tanked, I really learned to tap into my power, which is where our slogan, Do Life with Power, comes from. And you can do life with power because you are in control of building the life that you want and getting the lifestyle that you want and getting to where it is you want to be. So, with that being said, let's kind of get into these points because I don't want to hold you guys the entire morning. First of all, when it comes to boosting personal and business success and tapping into that energy of love, the exciting part about doing that is that you have this period of illumination that causes you to open up and not be closed off from the things of society, not to be in non-trusting mode and not to be in anger mode and not to be in victim mode. And it allows you to make connections much easier, connections to other people. It allows you to even make a personal connection with yourself. In other words, a connection that's going to allow you to understand how amazing you really are. I find that people still put themselves down. People spend so much time saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And it's funny, I wrote about that in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. I wrote about that, about this whole thing where people say, I'm sorry for no reason. But when you're coming from a position of love, you are illuminated in every way. So you become this human being that's so magnetic, and you're magnetic to the good things of life. Now, does that mean that just because you're in love mode, that there are some things aren't going to happen that you won't like? You know, there are some things that will still happen. But when you are kind of in that period of illumination, because you're putting out that love energy and you're making it happen, because you have control over that through your affirmations and your thoughts and your actions and of course the words that you speak throughout the day. So when you start to kind of connect with that, or let that period of illumination kind of go forth, then you will become magnetic to the point where you can overcome the obstacles. You can overcome the challenges that you encounter, the things that happen in your life that you weren't expecting. So this is the power of the energy of love. And see, so it's not this corny thing where you watch it on television and two people, they're all kissy face and, oh, you're so great. No, you. Really? I am? You know, that's only a small part of it, and that's what you call romance. And of course, romance, if you were to look it up, you would see that romance is more along the lines of fantasy, which is why when there's no true love, relationships don't last. So, and even And there's no real change taking place. So this illumination, this period of illumination that you go through, and it's happening whenever you are releasing your love energy, it just makes connections easier. It causes you to open up more so you can receive more, you can see more, you can feel more, and you can really understand what it means to do life with power. Now, here's the other thing, is that when it comes to boosting your personal life and your business success, when it comes to giving yourself that boost, you know, love, that love energy, it's a comfort and a companion. And so this is kind of what gives you the courage to go for new things, because all of a sudden, even though you're stepping outside of your comfort zone, because you have that powerful energy of love, which once again, love is the greatest success power there is, because you have that powerful energy with you, you're going to move forward. You're going to do what it takes to make things happen, and you're not going to let anyone stop you, and you're not going to let anyone talk you out of something that you know you are meant to do. And so it's a comfort and a companion, and it becomes a companion in that when there's no one who believes in what you're doing, because of your love energy, there's going to be something in you that will become a wise guide, which that is the other kind of power that comes with love energy. It's a wise guide. And so that wise guide is going to tell you to keep going, because even though you're starting out alone, you won't end up alone. There will be people who will buy into your ideas. The right people will connect with you. The right people will want to help you. The right people will be inspired by what it is you're doing. And as a result, their inspiration will give you that boost that you need. But when you're getting started sometimes, and when you're making a change, or when you're recovering from, let's say, some kind of obstacle in life, or something that caused you to have to take a step down from a job, or take a step down from business, or even in a personal relationship, love is that comfort and companion that gives you that strength to step back into the game of life and to really move forward. So it gives you the courage to go for something new, be it in a personal relationship or a business relationship or building an actual business. One of the things that I want to point out here, that when it comes to, when you put all of these together, the illumination and the comfort and the companion and the wisdom that comes with allowing your love energy to come forward, let's say hypothetically that you're in a direct sales business. If you're in a direct sales business and you're not thriving, it's because a lot of times people are afraid, or you may be afraid to make contacts with strangers, or you may be afraid to tell people about your product because you think that you're being a nuisance. But I can tell you, when you come from that position of love, then you are no longer thinking about not delivering your best to the person, this amazing product that you have, that you know it will help to make someone's life better. It will help to improve someone else's life. Why? Because you're coming from a position of love. So that illumination and that comfort and that companion, it pushes you forward. It pushes you upward. And before you know it, you're doing life with power and you're getting the things that you want. And so as a result of all of that, then the other thing that happens is love opens you up to a world of wealth. And that means further expansion will come to your work, and it will come to your lifestyle. And before you know it, that's what we call blessings. They're going to come from places that where it's unexpected. And it's not expected because you are busy operating in the energy of love. And you're not coming from a selfish position. So if you want that magnificent life, and I have to always kind of throw my caveats in and remind people that when I talk about doing life with power, and I talk about the magnificent life, and I talk about you thriving and getting the things that you want, I don't ever want anybody who listens to this podcast to think that for 1 minute, it's not going to require work, and it doesn't require you to put out a certain type of energy. There are things that you have to put in place in order to get the return that you want, to get the lifestyle that you want, and to really build strong. The beautiful part about that is with that love, it inspires you to want to leave a legacy. So it's not just all about you at that point. See, illumination, if you think about the word itself and what it brings to mind, when you think about illumination. It's like a bright light that's just spreading out. And it's so bright that it's touching the lives of other people. It's connecting you to other people. And so it's not a selfish thing. See, this is why love is the greatest success power that there is. It strengthens you when you need to overcome things. And that's kind of the final point that I wanted to point out, is that this is how you give that boost to your personal life and your business life. So your personal success and business success, you know, in your daily living, it happens when you're strong. See, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through things. See, the beautiful part, love is that energy that will help you to overcome whatever it is you are going through. And the good news about all of this, and as we talk about love and we continue to share information about this throughout this entire month off and on, then you guys are going to really kind of get a clearer understanding of that love is not what we see on TV. You know, TV is entertaining, you know, and some of it's kind of good entertaining. And so I'm not putting that down. I'm just stating a fact. But there are different types of love, and it's important to know what it is. When someone's judging you or condemning you or saying bad things about you, these things, they're because their feelings are hurt, or if you are judging someone, you're not coming from that position of love. And as a result, that means that your heart is closed off. Whenever your heart is closed off, it's very difficult for you to have that massive success that you really want to have and that you want to bring into your life. You have all of the love that you need inside you for healing, for prosperity, for happy human relationships. That stuff, it's there. It's because it's an energy and you were born with it. And even though we have these energies, without putting our attention on them and without letting them flow through us, we're not going to get that amazing return. Divine love is one of your mental and spiritual faculties, if you will. And so you want to pay attention to it. And so when I say that it's a mental and spiritual faculty, what I'm saying, it's one of your inherent powers. You have it there. It's a given. You don't have to search outside yourself for it. You can start releasing it from within, and you can start sending it outward. And as I said earlier, you do that through your thoughts, your words, your actions, your affirmations, your affirmative prayers. And as you do, you will experience the success power of love in all of its fullness, and as it works through people and situations and conditions that concern you. So if you want things to become better, I can assure you that complaining about it, being afraid of it, it's not going to make it better. It's going to make you feel weaker. It's going to make it worse for you in how you respond to it. It's going to make you more reactive instead of proactive. It's going to put you in victim mode. It's going to put you in, oh, the world owes me stuff mode, instead of you understanding that everything that you want, it already exists here for you. But because you're not putting out the right kinds of energies, you cannot magnetize or be a magnet to those good things in your life, to those amazing things and those exciting things in your life. So this is what that's all about, you guys. So if you really want to have that boost in your personal, that you want to boost your personal and business success, then understand more about the energy of love. It's not a corny thing, and it's kind of what I call one of the greatest tricks throughout our lives, where we are convinced that love is corny, love is not necessary. What's love got to do with it? No offense, Tina Turner, great song, but what's love got to do with it? You don't need love. You know, you can be hard-nosed, that you don't have to do, you don't have to use love to go to the highest level. But I can assure you, whatever it is you're doing in your life, if you're doing something that you don't like, you don't feel good about it, number one. Number two, yes, you probably complain about it, and you probably wake up and thinking, oh man, do I really have to do this? Do I really have to go to this job? Do I really have to, so on and so forth. So if you find yourself complaining, that means that perhaps you need to tap into your love energy and discover ways to release it. When people who've been in love, they've had their feelings hurt. The thing about it is they kind of close off from the world and they stop trusting. Don't let one person or two people stop you from trusting, stop you from believing in the energy of love. See, here's the thing. I think sometimes it's because of what we attracted in the beginning is what caused us to go through the things that were unpleasant. And so I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, because that's not what it's about. What it's about is getting a better understanding of those inherent powers that you have, those mental and spiritual faculties that you have that you could use to bring you the life that you want. Okay, so as we wrap up, I'm just going to repeat these really quickly, and then let's do a little exercise. How about that? First of all, it's a period of illumination. In other words, so you want to kind of spend time illuminating love and being in love and being excited about love so you can get things to go your way. Secondly, it's a comfort and a companion. This is where you get that courage from to start new things and to open your mind and to open your heart. And it's a wise guide. And it also opens you up to a world of wealth, so you get that further expansion that's going to come to your business life and your lifestyle. And finally, it strengthens you when you need to overcome things. See, that's the beautiful part. Love is such an amazing thing. Now, here's what I want you to think about as we wrap up for today. When it comes to that love energy, when it comes to you being the person that you've always wanted to be, doing what it is you say you want to do, when it comes to all of that, how do you feel about your life today? Do you actually put out that love energy? Are you illuminating love energy? Not just being romantically involved. We're talking about do you actually genuinely love people? Are you actually working towards doing the thing that you've always wanted to do that you feel will empower you and give you that confidence boost that you need? Are you using those gifts, amazing gifts and talents that you have? This is what will put you into winning mode. I talk about this in my book that's going to be released on Wednesday. I give a very good chart that kind of breaks it down for you so that you can understand how to do life with power and how to really tap into the loving side of who you are and really get a clear understanding of what it means to manifest. So take a moment and put some thought into your life. Are you really coming from that position of love when you deal with people, when you deal with you, yourself? How do you feel about you? Are you a person who wakes up angry? Are you a person who wakes up yelling at your kids or your spouse? Or, you know, what's going on there? See, these are things that I think we learn as we grow, and we have the opportunity to accept or reject those concepts. But make no mistake about it, if you're not getting what you want in your life, then perhaps you want to check your love position and see where you're coming from. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you. I cannot wait for Wednesday to kind of relaunch Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. It's going to be exciting. In the meantime, you guys enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get goal posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do.